This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com for all of your equipment, apparel, and accessory needs. They've even got training aids. They've got all the great stuff from all the brands that you hear on our podcast every week. So once again, that is WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. This is the Golf Unfiltered podcast. As you know, you can follow us all over social media at GolfUnfiltered. Be sure to send us an email with any feedback or questions or brand requests or anything at golfunfiltered@gmail.com. Hello to our friends over at thehackersparadise.com and to those of you listening to this on the THP mobile app. And of course, hello to our friends over at Cleveland and Srixon Golf. I'm excited to say that I will be partnering with Cleveland and Srixon throughout the 2020 season as well. I continue to play their equipment. I love everything about it. As you guys know, I talk about them all the time. This week, we welcome on for the first time Mr. Aaron Mast. He is the owner, the creator, the designer over at Hole 9 Design. They are custom head cover designers. They made the incredible Golf Unfiltered GU Shield putter cover that you may have seen on our Instagram and Twitter. It's just an amazing custom design that features the Chicago flag. It's got a couple logos from some of my favorite restaurants. It's got a lot of great stuff on this putter cover. It's fantastic. I get so many compliments from it when I play around in the area. And that putter cover was designed specifically for me for the podcast by Aaron, our today's guest. And as we talk about in the conversation today, Aaron and I collaborated back and forth many times to just, he wanted to make sure that it was right just for me, you know, and it was just an amazing experience. And I can't think of another company, at least one that's a small business like Hole 9 Design, that would go to those lengths to make sure that this product is exactly what the consumer wants. And I can't speak highly enough about these guys. And so Aaron and I talk a little bit about the origins of Hole 9 Design. We talk about some of the products that he's got out there, as well as the things that he is hoping to do in the future. Because this is a small business owner. We love talking to small business owners. We are ones ourselves. So we want to make sure that we have the opportunity to get the word out on these brands. And I love these guys. I mean, Aaron's a fantastic guest. We talk a lot about kind of the challenges that he's experienced while starting Hole 9 Design as well. And he was very open. And it was a little, I'll be honest, it was a little surprising to me that he was comfortable enough to kind of share what he did. I'm glad that he did, because I think it's important for us to call out the fact that we need to support one another and not try to push people down, especially in the golf industry, because as we talk about in the conversation today, there is a lot of room for everybody. And so you'll see what I mean if you listen to this episode today. So we'll be right back after a quick word from another friend of ours over at the Four Golfers Network, and we will be back with Mr. Aaron Mast of Hole 9 Design.
I know you love the game, even though it drives every single one of us crazy. Hi, this is Bill Hobson, and I host the Four Golfers Network podcast, where we celebrate golf in every way imaginable. You'll hear interviews with the biggest names in the sport, travel features, special contests, and we even take your calls. So after you listen to Adam and Golf Unfiltered, give us a try. Subscribe to the Four Golfers Network podcast, that's F-O-R-E, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Welcome back, folks. As I mentioned at the top of the show, excited to bring on the first head cover designer on the show, and his name is Mr. Aaron Mast. He is the creator of Hole9Design.com. They are a custom head cover shop. Aaron, it's so nice to speak with you, and I know that it's the first time we've actually spoken with one another and not corresponded over email. How are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
I'm great. And, you know, I got to say, listeners who have followed me on social media at Golf Unfiltered probably saw your handiwork recently when you made us a custom head cover for our putter for the Golf Unfiltered podcast. It's got the blue shield, the GU shield. It's got the Chicago flag. It's got a couple restaurant logos that are near and dear to my heart. And it was a collaboration with you, Aaron, that really got that off the ground. But before we get, you know, into the designs that you feature, why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about how you got started in the head cover game?
Okay. I grew up doing artwork and painted, drew, whatever, all my life. Mm-hmm. And when I discovered golf in my mid-20s, art kind of went on the back burner as golf kind of consumes us all, right? So I've always had a thing for apparel and accessories in golf, and I see all these covers out there, everybody doing stuff. I thought, well, you know, I could teach myself how to design in the graphic side of it rather than just on paper. So I started fooling around and I don't know, over a few years fooling around here and there, and then I finally just decided to dive in with two covers commemorating the Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl and the Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup.
Nice.
And those were the first ones. So that's kind of how I started. And then from there, I just started kind of figuring my way through the maze of what people are looking for, what people will buy, how much they'll pay for it. all those kinds of things. So,
yeah. All the big questions.
And we're still learning, you know, so.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. And I mean, and you and I were talking a little bit before we got recording here, and you know, custom head covers in this game is nothing new, so to speak. But the difference that I see with Whole Nine Design is that you actually work directly with consumers to make something custom for them, and you actually, at least in my experience, working with you, you offered a lot of ideas. You actually did research on things in the area because I wanted a location-specific head cover. Do you take that approach with all your clients, and is that something that people can contact you to work through?
Yes, that's kind of what I'm trying to have my niche be, is that I want to make it very individualized for you. Some people come with an idea of a location like you did. And then you, as you and I talked about when we did your cover, was there are a lot of questions involved. Are you into music? Are you into sports? What are you into? So I can try to incorporate things that make it unique for you. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, to me, that's kind of an idea of how everybody loves to have custom stuff, right? So a custom head cover that's all about you is great. And most of your buddies are going to be jealous of that. So that's what we try to do, yeah.
And it's a great collaboration experience too. And like I mentioned, I mean, a lot of different companies offer head covers. What has been your experience as you've built Whole Nine Design? I mean, obviously you kind of have to research the customer niche, you know, what people are actually going to want to pay for and what your competitors are doing. So how did that process work?
I went through a phase of just thinking that I knew what people would want because I thought it was cool. And so I made some covers and they didn't move like I thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
So I started reaching out to collectors on Instagram and even some of the other manufacturers, some of the other club head designers like Sugar Skull Golf, they were more than willing to talk to me and chat about things. But some of the collectors are really where I got some good information. They all kind of go back to the original, you know, novelty head cover or putter cover, which was basically Scotty Cameron.
Right.
And they all kind of follow that model. So that's basically what we're doing. We've slowed down on releasing our own covers for the past few months. I've just been doing custom work while I'm designing all the covers for the next year. Releases and that'll coincide with the majors. Mm-hmm. Some sporting events. We have one out right now that's a pre-order on the Washington Nationals winning the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. So we're just working towards next year and then doing a lot of custom stuff.
And it's an amazing array of options you have right now. And what's great is you go out to hole9design.com. You can take a look at many of the custom pieces that you've built. I mean, you can actually see the one for Golf Unfiltered on the website as well. And I appreciate you putting it up there because I just think it's a fantastic putter design. And of course, I'm biased with it. But you've got one for the Wahlburgers. You've got one for Autism Awareness. You've got one, like you said, for the Washington Nationals winning the championship. You've got a fantastic one for the Throwback Gamer Putter, which is basically kind of like a Nintendo design. That one was really, I think, the first one I saw on Instagram for Hole 9 Design. Where did that inspiration come from?
Actually, one of my favorites. Actually, Swag did a cover with the pixelated hockey players. Mm-hmm. And I had been thinking about it, and of course, you know, you see somebody else and you go, oh, I better not do that one now. But it's, I still like the idea of pixelated characters on a cover, so the golf image, I just kind of messed around with a golfer and played around with that, and it kind of threw back to the old Nintendo days, and I figure most of the guys that are out there really golfing and buying covers are in my age group that played Nintendo.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you and I are pretty close in that regard. I played Nintendo like crazy, especially that golf game. So, but you mentioned one of your competitors, of course, Swag Golf. You know, they make a lot of great head covers themselves. You mentioned Scotty Cameron. I mean, Bettinardi does a lot of releases every year for specific times of the year. And you mentioned that when you started off, you thought you knew what people would want. You had to take that step back and really had to get that voice of customer to understand, all right, well, what other things do people actually want? Is that an ongoing practice that you do?
Yeah, it is. And I actually reach a lot of the people that I do custom work for. I reach back out to them, which I've reached out to you before and asked you, shown you some different designs and asked you which one you preferred. I think you can never have too many people telling you, you might get six different answers if you ask six people, but you might get something in that feedback that steers you in the right direction. And I mean, ultimately the consumer is their opinion matters more than what mine is. So
fair enough. I mean, I can relate to that, honestly. I mean, running the website here, doing the podcast, you want to make sure that you give the people what they want. And I would imagine it's probably no different for what you do.
Mm-mm. Not at all. I mean, there are times when I do a custom job for somebody, for instance, and I think, God, it's not coming together. I just don't feel it. I put something out that I think, you know, this is, well, let me see what he thinks. And they'll say, oh my God, I love it. It's perfect. Exactly what I wanted. And then there's other times where I think this is it. This is the one, this is like my masterpiece, the Mona Lisa. And I put it out there and they go, man, I don't really like it. Yeah. But you never know.
So as I understand it, so you're located in Texas and you Austin, Texas. And so how do you receive orders? Do you go through the website? Do you do it through Instagram? How can people get in touch with you?
Most everybody hits me up through Instagram or Facebook or just an email directly an email to our whole9design at Gmail.
Oh, that's
and they'll just add, say, yeah. So most people will just ask, you know, do you do covers? Do you do only putter covers? Do you do, and then it kind of, as you know, the process starts with me asking some questions about what exactly are you looking for. And then we kind of try to figure out, you know, color schemes, themes, all that. And then we just play around with it until we get something that works. And then I try to make sure that I can actually deliver I can deliver the design in an embroidery situation, right? Because sometimes your brain can give you all kinds of design possibilities. But when you go to your guy that makes the covers and he says, yeah, we can't put all that on one place.
I'd imagine
I had a guy
tough.
That wanted to do every NHL cover, every NHL logo on a driver cover. And I tried and tried and tried to figure out how to do it. And I just, it was not possible.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'd imagine you probably get some crazy requests and listeners, the Instagram account that Aaron's mentioning is Hole9design. And it's the number 9. It's not NINE. So you mentioned that, that was one interesting head cover request. So you also do driver covers, not just putters, correct?
Yeah, all of them. Driver, three woods, hybrids, and putter, and all all varieties of putters, not just blades.
Excellent. And so have there been some other custom jobs that you kind of look at and said, wow, I don't know how I could pull this off?
Yeah, I mean, most people are pretty open, so I kind of get to take a liberty on what I think would look good. But I, like you said, I do a lot of research. So I try to research the area that they're from. I did some for a guy who's on the PGA Australia tour, and I researched his area. He's a younger guy, and I found some interesting landmarks of his area, and I kind of incorporated these things into the cover. And then when I showed him the cover, he didn't even know what that landmark was.
Oh, jeez.
So you never know, right? It's some people come in and say, I know exactly what I want. I want this, this, and this on there, and it's good to go. You know, when I did it with you, you knew you wanted something to do with Chicago, and Chicago's easy. The flag is, I mean, everybody who's from Chicago wants the flag on something, right? So
right.
It's pretty easy on that respect. And then incorporating the other parts of it and then getting your logo in there. That's the fun part, you know, trying to make it something unique. You know, I enjoy doing it. I'm not in it for the money, that's for sure. So I enjoy doing it. And that's, I enjoy, like, when you're happy about it and you're getting compliments from your buddies, that's a great, you know, that's a great pat on the back for me. So,
yeah, I was playing at Cog Hill earlier in the year, and I just had run into the halfway house, and my bag was still on the cart, and some guy was just waiting for me to come out of the halfway house to ask about the putter cover. And he's like, where did you buy
that's awesome.
That? I need to buy one. I'm like, well, you got to go to here. You got to go to Whole Nine Design. So it's just an amazing art that you are able to do. And so as I understand it, you actually designed the putter cover or the head cover, and then you send it off to get embroidered, and then it gets shipped to the customer. Is that how it works?
Well, I bring it here first to mm-hmm. make sure everything's perfect. They send me a picture when they're done, or when the embroidery part's done, before they sew it together, and I try to check it there. But I always want to put my hands on it, just because the last thing a small business needs is to send out a bad product. You know, that mm-hmm. can go a lot further than a good one. So. And then I take pictures of it here. My wife helps me with a lot of the parts of the business. And so she'll take the pictures, and then we put them online, like you said, and just so that people can see some different ideas and see what we're able to do. And then I'm constantly working with new vendors, trying to get my pricing down so that I can meet, you know, more people can get custom covers if I can get the pricing down. So that's also a challenge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of the way it is, but the fun part is working with people like you and all the other people that I've done custom covers for. You know, the autism awareness one is I couldn't believe how many compliments came from that. That's mm-hmm. You know, something like that's always kind of fun to get involved with, you know.
Absolutely. And you talk a little bit about just the price of the putter covers and the head covers. I mean, I'm looking at the putter covers right now, and some of the competitors that you mentioned charge much more for their designs. I mean, $40 for a putter cover, at least the one I'm looking at for the Washington Nationals Championship, that's a steal. I mean, and this is a custom job that you're doing for somebody.
I think so.
You're like, I'm hoping that's the case. People think that. I'm telling you, listeners, go out and take a look at this. It's an amazing deal.
I appreciate that. I mean, you know, I kind of tried to set my prices in the same general area. Now some of these guys are their followings are so big that they don't. I mean, they're selling out within minutes. You know, swag. They don't even you got it. They've got bots that are going in there and buying those things because people want them so badly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome. You know, I'd love to be there. So, but in the meantime, I've got to build the people up, the following up, and that's what I'm trying to do. And the custom work is a big part of it right now, and hopefully with the majors releases and those things next year, that'll start to grow as well. I don't know. I mean, there's no science to it. The guys from Sugar Skull, for instance, started last year, and they're killing it.
Yeah.
And
you know, I've chatted with them and they'll give you some advice, but it's, you just never know. I don't, there's no real good answer on how you get that sellout quick option.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's kind of what everyone's shooting for, especially small business owners like yourself. Now, have you worked with companies before, like with outings, providing those for a grander scope?
Yeah, I've worked with a few local companies here where I've done some for where they've got events for their company, and we're that's one of the areas that we're pushing into. And then also the other thing we can do probably a lot of your listeners would be interested in is buddies trips.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, I do a trip every year that I organize with my buddies. We the last 2 years we went to Crossville, Tennessee and Myrtle Beach, and this year we're going to Mesquite, Nevada. And this year there's 32 guys on my trip.
Wow.
And every guy is going to get a head cover, a driver cover.
That's awesome.
That's something that a trip can add in for when I do 24 covers, I can do them for a much cheaper price, and that's reasonable for any golf trip to add a little extra stuff in for some swag that you get to carry away with you after that trip. So those are some things that I'm not sure people really realize is out there that you could just get it for, or you know, your wedding party. You want to get some putter covers for your groomsmen. I mean, those are things where those are reasonable things that you can do at not an exorbitant cost.
That's a fantastic groomsman gift. You know, I wish I would have known you 10 years ago when I got married. I would have absolutely gotten these for my guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool that you're working with larger groups and that, of course, you are able to, you know, really take that information from anyone that wants a custom design. And I we're talking a lot about custom, which is really something that impresses me the most about what you do, Aaron. But you do have stock of other putter and head covers on your website right now, and again it's whole9design.com. and so you have already kind of teased a couple times the major seasons coming up next year. You're going to try to release a few that coincide with those. I'm not going to give away too many things, but I've seen a couple concept drawings for the first major coming up, and I gotta say it's really impressive. Have you worked with other brands in golf to say, hey, maybe we could collaborate with you to get something out?
I'm working with a golf management group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member at a club here in Austin, Texas, and I'm working in that they have 60 courses, and I'm working with them to maybe become the exclusive provider for their pro shops. With that same mentality that I do for the custom work, right? So each area, you know, if the golf course is in Phoenix, Arizona, the head cover is going to have a Phoenix, Arizona feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just going to say, you know, Phoenix Country Club or whatever. It's going to have more to it. So that when I don't know, not all pro shops are the same, but when I walk into my pro shop, they've got head covers there that you can buy, and it says the name on it, and it's got an X on the top for the driver cover, and it's just got a stripe on it, right? It's right. Not very exciting. You buy it because, man, I need one because mine's busted up. You don't buy it because I walk in and go, oh, my God, that's so cool. I got to have it. And so I want to change that to where you walk into a place and you want to walk away with something that's really representative of that place.
Hmm. That's a good goal. And I mean, I know one of the first things I look for when I go to a new course or a resort I haven't played before, it's either a hat or it's a head cover of some sort. And so
yep.
I think that's a fantastic idea that you're working with a club or at least a golf management company to do that.
Yeah, I think I'm with you the same way. I get a logo ball from every club that I play. And you know, if they have a cool ball marker or a cool hat or something like that, that's what I want to get. And, you know, sometimes the logo of a golf course isn't all that great, right?
Right.
Just a logo. And so you think, well, I don't really know if I want that on something like a head cover or a hat. But if we took something from that area, like, say, for instance, the Chicago flag on a course that's near you,
mm-hmm.
That might change the whole look of the cover itself, and that might add to where you go, okay, now I really like this. You know, I want to watch that. So I don't know if it'll work, but that's what we're going to try to do this year. So, or in 2020, that's the goal in 2020.
So as you continue growing, and I can see that you're growing, I've been watching you. You've got more designs on the website. You've got more followers on your social media accounts. What have been some of the challenges that you've faced so far? I mean, it sounds like it's you had mentioned you and your wife do most of the work. Is it just the two of you?
Yeah. I do all the design work and everything. She helps me with all the ads, all the marketing stuff, and then she, I mean, you know, she's the wife. She takes care of most things.
Amen. Amen, brother. So, what have been some of the challenges you've faced so far?
You know, not like I said in the beginning, that's not knowing what people wanted, thinking I knew, but not really knowing. Mm-hmm. That was a challenge, you know. So, and kind of questioning, man, should I keep plugging away at this or? But the custom jobs is what keeps me going for the most part, because it's you know, if someone's asking you for a custom job, then they clearly like the artwork that you put out or the designs that you put out. And then that's why they want their own. Mm-hmm. So that part keeps me going. But some of the challenges are too, you know, I don't know, these followers of different brands like Swag or Bettinardi or Scotty or whoever, a lot of them are really, really, really loyal. And so, you know, I took a little flack from some Swag collectors on, am I packaging being too similar to theirs? To the point where one of the collectors who had posted it took it down off his Instagram because he didn't want the backlash on him. Now, my thing is, look, if you're comparing me to Swag, thank you very much. That's a great honor because they're probably the best-selling putter cover guys around. I mean, their stuff sells out in minutes. So, if I'm getting compared to that, okay, that's great. I'll take it. You know, and it was a little disheartening. Swag themselves posted some things on social media directly on a couple of my pictures, which I think is a little personally, I think is a little cheap from a company as successful as Swag is to bother with me.
Sure.
You know, whatever. So that's challenging to keep people interested and get that following. But, you know, talking to people like you and working with someone like you that's out there and people see the stuff that I can do, that helps. It always helps, and that hopefully builds some following. I have quite a few people who've done custom jobs and then come back and done another one. And then I'm going to do one for my dad. I'm doing one for my grandpa. So there's a lot of that. I think people, you know, maybe who haven't never done a custom cover before are a little nervous about, do I want to do this? Just spend the money and get something like that. Mm-hmm. And once they see the quality is there and they get the process working with me, then they decide to do another one, which is awesome for me. You know, a repeat customer is great. So that's been pretty much the challenges and just kind of, you know, not knowing what people are gonna, how they're going to respond when you put something out there.
Yeah, I can imagine it's tough. And, you know, as far as the whole element of, you know, competing brands, you know, and the fans of those brands, the human nature, I guess, to a degree, people are going to compare some things to others. And, you know, listeners, I just ask that when you go out to whole9design.com, take a look at what Aaron's got on his website, take a look at all the things that he's done. I think you'll see that he is very unique in the things that he does. You know, a head cover is a head cover. I mean, we all have to cover, you know, our putters. We have to cover our drivers. But where Aaron and Whole Nine Design brings value to this great game is that they will work directly with you. And I'm not lying. I mean, Aaron and I went back and forth on the phone. We also went back and forth over email about my custom design. And he takes it personally, and he does a fantastic job. And so go out to whole9design.com, take a look at everything that he's got out there. And I think you'll see, as I mentioned before, that he's got a very unique take on this entire head cover design game. So, you know, Aaron, I imagine that you and I will continue to keep in touch. I've already got new ideas for additional head covers that I'll be reaching out to you for. But is there anything that you wanted to leave our readers or our listeners with Any teasers of things? You already teased the majors coming up. Anything else that you're thinking about for the website?
No, you know, I just want everybody to know that no project is too small. I mean, I encourage anybody that's got an idea for a custom cover, reach out to me for an event, for a trip, for a bachelor party, for somebody's birthday party, whatever it is. I'm more than willing to work with anybody and try to make things happen. I enjoy doing it, like I said, and every time I do it, I learn something new about an area, about how to do graphic arts, all those things. So, you know, reach out to me if you're interested in something and see if we can make something happen.
Perfect. And listeners, once again, that website is whole9design.com. Aaron, we will do this again in the future, but thanks so much for coming on the show for the first time.
All right. Thank you, Adam.